And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. We have a fun show today. Robbie Gant is in the house from APCO. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing, great products, and what good timing to have Robbie in here with this good fishing going on, the influx of yellowfin coming on. It's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of new stuff to talk about. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app of the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone, the Ford F-150, available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. And super stoked to be in the studio in the world headquarters, Rick. With
yeah.
This guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Going to be a good time. Again, Pete out of town up at Whalers Cove having a great time doing our Let's Talk Hookup annual trip up there to Whalers. And, you know, looks like those guys have pretty decent weather. And if it's anything like our trip to Kingfisher Charters, they're in for a really good one. Good salmon and good halibut and the whole nine. Whalers Cove, such a unique spot that it's that protected, you know, you're way up inside. It's in Angoon, which is near Juneau, would be the best place to put it. But you're way up inside the Inside Passage, and it's just flat, calm, pretty much always, in a really cool spot. So hopefully those guys have a great trip, and we'll look forward to hearing about it next week. Man, it's going to be fun.
Good stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, speaking of good stuff, we're certainly pumped to have our good buddy Robbie Gant in here. And, man, Robbie, I know that this is a very, very busy time at APCO, and we're really stoked that you're able to sneak away for a couple hours and hang out with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It is busy. ICAST is around the corner, and that's when we get to introduce all the new fun toys.
Speaking of fun toys, like, we are really stoked on the tackle store side of it, kind of everything that you introduced last year and talked about, like, it's all in, available, full quantities, full everything. And, man, you put a lot of effort, you and the full team at APCO, into building a lot of new stuff, something that was different from APCO on the lure side. Like, you've got a lifetime of background of fishing SoCal saltwater. And that was just something that APCO hadn't dabbled in, and you guys did it in a big way. And, man, I'll tell you, I love it. I think you guys hit such a home run, and it's so cool to see it all available now. How's things going with it? What's the line like? What are people's reaction? How are they doing? Like, give us the rundown.
Yeah, it's been great. You know, we've got the five different lures and, you know, six different colors, multiple sizes per lure. You know, what the fishing really hasn't been great yet this year. So, you know, we're kind of waiting for this fish to really show up to really show what these lures can do. But, you know, even during our field testing, we had no doubts in our mind that these baits, you know, they catch fish. You know, we went out and we field tested them all for about the last 2 years prior to release just to make sure they were dialed in perfect. And, you know, and all the tackle stores are starting to bring them in. We're getting a lot of questions on the internet, and it's really going well.
You guys did, again, like, you did everything the same way AFCO does everything. Like, they don't, you don't skimp, you don't bring something to market too early, you just wait till it's right, and, like, that was the case with all these lures. Like, the hardware doesn't need to be changed like darn near everything else that's around these days. The colors are right. The sizes are right. They all swim right out of the box. Like, you just did it the way that AFCO always does everything.
Yeah. And it's actually been really fun when we go out and we show some tackle stores. You know, we're trying to get, you know, dealers to bring in the products. And what we've been doing is just taking guys down to a boat and just don't even say anything.
Okay.
Just here's the lures. Here's a rod. You go ahead and cast it and you reel it in. And you tell us what you think. So we're not even trying to sell them on it. The lure is selling itself. So that's been actually, like, really cool to where, like, they'll put on the swimmer. They'll throw it out. They're winding up and, like, oh, my gosh, this thing is incredible. You know, they'll put the hybrid on. They'll throw it out and they'll watch it swim. They'll throw the digger out. Throw the jerkbait out, you know. And it's just letting the lures, you know, sell themselves. So it's been really cool.
The digger is something new for you guys. Maybe explain that. And the reason I say that is because this week with the influx of yellowfin starting to show up in the counts, and Corey, you were talking about all that big offshore bonita. That thing is, like, already coming to its own.
Dude, it's like been perfect for it.
It's been available for, like, a few weeks, and all of a sudden it's the hot jig.
Yeah. It's, you know, I grew up as a freshwater bass guy, and, you know, freshwater fishing, we fish a lot of, like, rattle traps, lipless baits, and I love fishing those. And so I kind of had an idea on how that kind of could be converted into a saltwater bait. And I don't know, maybe 10 or 15, probably 15 years ago, I think it was a Halco, the 130, that bait is.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was marketed as a trolling lure. Now, like, I don't want to troll. I want to cast and retrieve. And so I thought, let's just give it a shot. And it worked. But there's a lot of things that I wanted to change on that lure. And I actually got to do that on this one. So we did it in two sizes. You know, you can troll it if you wanted to.
Sure.
But it was really designed to just throw it out and then wind it in, or sink it out and wind it up.
If you've never seen it, like, you could visualize a little mini marauder, or, like you said, a giant version of a rattle trap.
Right.
But it's, you know, you could, on a regular 8-foot casting rod and a Tranks, you could bomb that thing out and wind it back and be fishing that cast after cast after cast.
It sounds super cool, actually.
Yeah, and I mean, just any type of lure fishing, you know, especially with that one, because I feel as though it gets a bit better the faster you wind it, so you can just, you know what that bite feels like when you're winding that fast and just comes to a complete stop.
Oh, the best. The best.
But, I mean, we've caught, you know, I remember in, like, field testing, it was, like, just pulled up to a kelp, threw it out, winding it in. It was, I think we caught a Dorado. And then, like, the next one was a yellowtail. And the next fish was a yellowfin tuna. And it was just, like, but it was just, like, the ultimate kelp, right? I mean, it was loaded, but it was, like, just such the variety of fish. And it was just throw it out, sink it out, and just put it in gear and just wind really fast.
That's
and they
cool.
just crushed it.
And with that offshore thing, distance can sometimes be, like, the key to the whole deal. And this sounds, like, totally castable.
Yeah, all the lures. Speaking of that, even, like, the jerkbait, you know, like, a jerkbait is a jerkbait, right? I mean, they all kind of do the same thing. Well, we put a lot of emphasis on the actual weight of the bait. So we wanted to make sure the sizing stayed relatively right. But inside our bait, there's actually, like, a lead barrel, I guess you would say. And that's kind of like the balancing factor of the lure. Well, I played around with that a lot to get it as big as possible, but still make sure it has the correct action, castability, all that good stuff. So our bait, you know, it's still, you know, the, you know, 6.5 inches or whatever, but it's heavier than any other 6.5-inch bait. So, therefore, you can cast it, you know, just that much further.
I think that and like, the crossbreed, the dart style lure, I think those two, that jerkbait and that one, are going to be the most successful in the line. They're just perfect for what we do. And that jerkbait is bitching. Like, tuna foamer, school, like you said, cast it on a kelp for a yellow, fish it down at Bay of L.A. for a cabrilla. It's just and it's a very, like, I don't know what the word is, like, robust. It's a very heavy-duty lure. Like, again, it's not, some jerkbaits are awesome, and they fish great, and they look great, but the hook is made of, you know, a paperclip, and, you know, you get a couple of bites, and it cracks, and it fills full of water, and then it doesn't swim good. And, again, these things, they're new, but they sure appear to be pretty damn bulletproof.
And you know, Rick, you mentioned, like, changing the hooks out on other brands.
Sure.
The action completely changes.
Totally.
Like,
totally it does.
The weight does, just the way it swims. And with the AFCO ones coming out with the hardware already in place, everything's ready to go.
Totally. Yeah. No, it's going to be good. So, and then the last one that I just really wanted to talk about because I like it so much is the you have two different dart style lures in the line also. Maybe you can cover those two a little bit.
Yeah. So the first one is crossbreed, which you talked about. So that's a lead style jig, and with that one, it's center weighted, and it can be fished either as like a slow pitch or just your standard dart type. Mm-hmm. So throw it out, wind it in, or you can actually like throw it out, sink it out, and because it's center weighted, it'll fall. It starts to fall in a vertical motion, and then it grabs an edge, and then it'll shift to horizontal, and it'll flutter, and then it'll lose that edge and go back to, you know, vertical, and it'll do that as you drop it through the water column, so you can get bit.
Lots of bites on the sink, because it's doing something different.
Yes.
Without you doing anything. No. That's just you, the reel's in free spool, and the lure does different things while it's falling.
Yeah, so, and that's kind of with all the baits. We wanted to make sure that anybody could tie on one of these lures and go out and catch fish, so you don't have to be an expert. All of our lures get bit on the retrieve or on the sink. There's no jigging motion, no cool factors there, or, you know, like who the expert is.
Right.
And, you know, throw it out, wind it in, throw it out, sink it out.
Simplicity.
Perfect.
Yeah, trying to keep it super simple.
What is that jig called you were just talking about?
That's crossbreed.
Crossbreed, okay.
Yeah,
that sounds like a perfect rockfish.
Oh, yeah.
Shallow water.
Yeah. Any,
like anything. I'm into it.
Yeah. You will be.
Yeah, it's really good. And then the other one's called hybrid, and really what I wanted to do there was, you know, dart jigs are so popular, but they're always made out of lead. And with any lead style of bait, they're heavy when you get to certain sizes.
Right.
Well, we really didn't want it to be super heavy. You know, you still want to fish it subsurface. So we made it out of ABS plastic. We put little lead pieces in there to make sure it swims right. But then you can put on, like, better colors, like the actual colors of the lures painted on ABS is way prettier, way nicer looking than
it's got iridescence and beauty to it.
Yeah, which you can do to, you know, lead is, you know, so like almost like Krylon. You just kind of paint them up.
It's a one tone way of doing it. Where you're describing to me, I already get it. I mean, it's two tone, it's lustrous.
Yeah.
And think about casting a lure that's the size of a 120 gram dart jig into a foamer, but not having it sink right through them all as soon as it hits the water.
Yeah, that, and then, you know, even with the guys, I was talking with Mike Morrison up at 22nd Street and Aaron, who runs the Native Sun, and they were super stoked on it. They do a lot of bonita fishing at Catalina, and if you're using those larger dart-style jigs, right, so you want a jig that's however
four or five
inches, well, that and lead's going to weigh 3 to 5 ounces. On 20-pound, if you screw up on your cast, what happens to your
jig?
It's gone.
Yeah.
So they were, like, super stoked. Like, hey, man, this thing's, like, lightweight. You know, we can give them the passengers. They can cast it, and if they accidentally get a backlash, it's not going to snap off and go away. So I was like, oh, yeah, that's exactly why I built it.
Well, that's cool. I don't want to get too caught up in the lures, but I really like them. You know, and they're out now, and I know that, you know, with all this, you know, new fishing that we're starting to see here with yellowfin showing them in the counts, kind of for everybody, both the full day and the day and a half and longer trips, and obviously the bluefin still happening, all that bonita. There's just a lot of cool new offerings that weren't around, and I think you did a really good job.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, we're excited. So this is busy time though. You got ICAST coming up and lots of stuff. What else is going on up at AFCO, and how's the team and everybody? Anything that we should be looking forward to and things testing you probably can't talk about?
Yeah, things are great. You know, plugging along. We've got a handful of new items here at ICAST, but I want to let everybody know that on August 3rd, the Anthony Shea Award for CCA is being given to Mr. Bill Shedd.
What a huge deal.
So very deserving. So
absolutely. I'm talking about a guy that just dedicates his life to, you know, to our fishery. It's just absolutely amazing to see what he does.
And to not only the industry, but giving back to the environment and doing it the right way.
Yeah, that's what I mean by industry, right?
Yeah.
It starts with the environment, right? Yeah. So if we didn't have a sustainable fishery, we don't have fish to catch, therefore we don't have an industry. So
how many companies within our industry actually give back 10%? It's 10%, right?
It's probably more than that.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I know that. Like, it, you know, that was the you know, the statement is it's a minimum of 10%, but, like, it's more than that. But it's also, it's one thing, it's a huge thing. It's a huge thing that most people don't do to just write a check. But what Bill does is a whole lot more than just write a check. You know, I mean, that guy devotes his life to our fisheries for all of us and everything else. And, yeah, nobody talks the talk and also walks the walk like he does. And, very deserving of the Conservation Award.
Yeah, so we're really looking forward really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to getting a bunch of prototype baits that I've got coming out that'll be at ICAST next year. So, but yeah, we've got at ICAST, you know, I'll just share with the group here just a couple of items primarily for our coast here. We've got a new tackle backpack that we're going to be introducing.
Sweet.
You know, it's kind of similar to the tackle bag that we just did. Obviously, now it has shoulder straps, but it holds, you know, 4 3600s, fits in the right way to hold 2 3700s on the side. It's got a big deep pocket on top for all your leaders and pliers and all that stuff. And it's just kind of a one-stop
shop. So stoked to hear that.
So that's cool. And then what's missing in our market right now is reel bags.
Big time.
Nobody makes them. I think it's because of the size. And so we kind of figured out how to make them where they ship flat, you know, and you kind of have to construct it. It's super simple. But we've got two different sizes of those coming here at ICAST, you know, an inshore freshwater and then a saltwater one. And then and even the saltwater one, it'll hold up to like a Talica 25. It's not going to do like a 50 size reel, but from a 25 and smaller, and it holds a
25 upright, yes. Like a standing on the side plate, yes. Handle being up, it'll fit.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep.
And removable little deal. So if you wanted to put one sideways, you probably could fit a big one if you needed.
Change the slots on.
Gotcha. How cool. Well, that is something that is, you know, again, I get fired up from the tackle store standpoint because there's darn near no reel bags available. And Robbie was the one that clued us into it. It's like, well, where'd they all go? Like we always used to have reel bags from half a dozen different manufacturers. And like you were saying, the problem is it's such a big item that it takes up a lot of space when it gets shipped over from overseas, but they cost too much to get shipped over here, you know, and that was like it became a cost prohibitive thing for the market. But as you guys do, you figured it out.
Yeah, and even domestic, right? Mm-hmm. Just even like from when I ship something from Santa Ana to your store.
Right.
Right. Like UPS is not cheap anymore.
It's right?
crazy. I mean, trying to ship a rod or a gaff these days, I mean, it's huge bucks. You know, so we had to find ways to make it, you know, we didn't want to sell a reel bag for $250 because $100 is going into freight.
Exactly.
Right? We had to figure it out to make sure we're still giving the consumers a really good product at the right price.
That's it. That's cool. Well, man, lots going on. And, boy, so stoked to have Robbie in here because, obviously, Robbie is APCO. We've had so much fun with you over the years. But not, you know, one of the reasons you are so successful in this position you are is Robbie fishes a whole lot and so competent in all of our types of fisheries out here. Just a great guy to talk about the gear and also how to use it. It's just going to be a great show, Corey.
Super cool, Rick. I mean, like his magnitude of fishing, but then putting it into products is pretty cool. And if you want to be a part of the show the next 2 hours, man, we got Robbie in studio from APCO and super, super neat. You want to join us? The telephone number, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. Or you can text us via the app. Maybe you got some of the cool clothing like I do, you know, the sun shirts. I don't do anything El Salto style without the gloves. I mean, I never thought I'd be a glove kind of guy, but they are a part of the arsenal. The shorts are awesome, but my daily lifestyle, man, whether I'm fishing, whatever I'm doing, man, out in East County. So you want to join us again, telephone number 213-432-1090 or text us via the app. We're giving away a really cool package. This everything we've been talking about as far as the lure package we're going to give away is going to be part of what we were talking about, right?
Yep.
Yeah, we put a really cool kit together with a lot of the new APCO lure offerings. So, you know, you're going to get to try the Crossbead, and you're going to get to try the Digger, and there's going to be some APCO fluorocarbon. Just a really cool APCO tackle pack going to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show.
Again, 213-432-1090. It's yours right now. We're going to be right back. It's the Let's Talk a Kebab, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAH. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
When you plan your next tuna trip, be sure to select the right boat. And in San Diego, that's the Tomahawk. The Tomahawk is captained and owned by 20-year veteran Dave Ibrahim. Dave is highly skilled and will put you on the fish. The newly refurbished Tomahawk is the perfect platform to target bluefin tuna. Large deck space, oversized galley, comfortable bunk room, tons of bait capacity, and a massive refrigerated fish hold are just some of the reasons why. So next time you plan your fishing adventure, plan to fish the Tomahawk at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. You'll be stoked you did.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Hi, this is Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing, and I love my Costa Del Mar sunglasses. You cannot beat the 580G lenses and the killer frames that they come with. The 580G lenses are by far the most clear and durable, scratch-resistant lenses I've ever used. And I'm far from easy on my equipment. We use it day in and day out, and having that scratch resistance that they have is a game changer for us. I rely on my Costa Del Mars every day. They take care of my eyes and help see what's out there. For more information, you can check out CostaSunglasses.com.
All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. And, man, all this cool talk and all this new stuff coming out, and texts are flooding in.
Yeah,
and
phone fault, right? Phone is 100% full.
Yep.
This is going to be a very, very busy day today, no doubt.
Super fun. We're giving away a complete lure package for this stuff we've been talking about to one lucky caller or texter at the end of the show.
No doubt about that. Well, the phones are packed up again. Just like Corey said, if you want to get your shot, 213-432-1090. Corey, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about John? John Colm from Ontario. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us, John.
What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. I haven't called this line in maybe 10 to 12 years, but here I am.
All right.
Welcome back.
Just wanted to know if Vasco still carries like a hybrid type short that you can put your pliers in and that they won't rip through.
Yeah. The majority of our shorts have the plier pocket, and I don't know the exact material that they use in there, but I've used them for years. I think you guys here have used them for years.
Same, every day.
The fire pockets. But, I use the tactical shorts. It's like my fishing short for sure. And fire pocket, and it's nails.
Tactical and stealth. I like those ones a lot, too. AFCO has done such a good job with the clothing. I don't know. I know that I would call them that same thing. Maddie or Matt Florentino or somebody would probably call it not that, but they feel like hybrid shorts. I mean, they are a true killer technical fishing short that you just look so normal if you're going to the grocery store and are wearing them to work every day. Like, I mean, they have very tech-specific shorts, and they still make the original fishing shorts and all of those things, but those hybrid shorts are my favorite. They're still bomb-proof, but they look so regular and comfortable, and I'm with you. The tactical and stealth are like my two favorites of just like the everyday wear that are still very fishing short oriented.
No, absolutely.
And when they get wet, dry off super fast,
totally.
Right? I mean, it's like the long sleeve sun shirts. And I mean, when I'm surf fishing, I get
drenched
from the chest down.
And by the time you make it back to the car, you're dry.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, shortly, really. Yeah, it's not an impact on comfort at all. Yeah.
They do a really good job. Well, hey, appreciate the phone call, John, very much. You know, one thing, Robbie, that we didn't do a good job talking about in the very beginning was your involvement with CCA. And, you know, I know that you had mentioned the Big Bill Shedd event coming up, but you were the former chapter president of the Orange County chapter for several years, and you have moved from that position, but still very involved with CCA and everything that happens both at the chapter level and even at the national level.
Yeah, that was, I don't know, maybe 8-9 months ago, Chris from CCA State basically asked if I would run the LA South chapter.
Had tremendous success in Orange County.
Yeah. So I was the Orange County chapter president for 5, 6, 7 years. I forget how long it was. But Luke Burson, he was the vice president of the Orange County chapter, kind of stepped up. So we kind of slid him into the role to run Orange County. I went up to L.A. And the goal there was basically just to help build the chapter, get more guys involved. And, you know, immediately I had Anthony Canulli from Save on Tackle. I got Sam from Island Tackle jumped on board. Mike Morrison from 22nd Street.
Awesome.
So I got, like, three powerhouse
guys. Yeah, the
guys,
major players.
Yeah, like right away. And then, you know, we just had our banquet a couple weeks ago up at the Compton Hunting and Fishing Club. Killer event, great barbecue.
Awesome.
A lot of guys showed up that have never been there. You know, the vibe there was just through the roof. Awesome, and we generated quite a bit of money for CCA.
I know a lot of our listeners are very familiar and have participated and gone to the events, but man, if you haven't, they're all exactly as you described. Like, all the CCA events are exactly that. They're a really fun time to go to. Clearly the goal is to raise money for CCA, but like, it happens in a way that you're having a good, you know, like, it's a perfectly run event. When you go somewhere, you have a great time, you have some good food, you have some good camaraderie with buds. And you don't realize that at the end of the day, when everybody walks away, they raise a big pile of money. It's like the key to success is not realizing that that's what you did. You just went there for a good time with like-minded buds.
And the raffles and the silent auctions, like everything involved, and just like you're saying, the camaraderie and having a good time. And you, when it's over, you wish it wouldn't have ended.
Totally.
Yeah.
I know in the Orange County chapter, you were a big part of putting on that big golf tournament. And there's, you know, it's all fishing, like-minded people, a bunch of guys that don't golf at all, and everybody talked about what a great time that was.
Yeah, that was just a great event. It was just so much fun to get out there and not worry about golf, per se.
Yeah.
Like, it's just about having fun, yeah. Right? So it's best ball.
Not serious.
So if you got at least one guy that can hit it off the tee, like, you're in good shape because, you know, everybody hits off of that guy's shot for the next
yeah.
shot. But at each hole, there was a theme, like Shimano. Our buddy Mike Spence put he's a Hawaiian guy, so he did, like, this killer fried rice and had, like, this custom Hawaiian punch that he made. And so you go to that hole and you get a bowl of, you know, fried rice
Rad.
And punch. And then Daiwa had the casting hole, so instead of hitting a golf ball, you actually casted a golf ball.
Oh,
the
cool.
That's rad.
So there's all these different
games. Just a change up on
yeah,
the whole thing.
It's
a good
super,
time.
Yeah, just super fun, super fun. And it was just a growing thing, right? So, you know, it started off, this will be the third year. It's coming up in October. I know they're still looking for some foursomes and some
okay.
players, some sponsors and all that. But it is an absolute awesome event.
That's right.
Super, super fun.
And that's an Orange County chapter event, or is that the South LA?
That's the Orange County.
Okay,
so
cool.
Every chapter is supposed to do
kind of got their own thing.
Yeah, they're supposed to do a fundraiser. Like this past weekend, David, who's the chapter president for San Diego, just did the Apps and Taps.
Right.
So that was his big event. I did mine at the Compton Hunting and Fishing Club. You know, Luke's going to do his at the Costa Mesa Country Club for the golf event. Davey Brown and Al out in the IE are going to do it at Top Golf.
How fun!
So, yeah, just like you said,
they're just good times.
It's just good times.
Yeah,
a party.
It's exactly what it is. And yeah, and then when it's over, a bunch of money gets raised, and we all high five about that too.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, you got a chance too of winning, like you're talking, Corey, like killer fishing
yeah.
tackle. Like, you know, you might spend $100 on some raffle tickets. Heck, you could walk away with, you know,
yeah.
a Phoenix rod, a CalStar rod, a Daiwa reel, a Shimano reel. Like, there's
real deal stuff too.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. We're not giving away. We're not auctioning off or raffling off junk.
Yeah.
Like,
here's a pack of hooks and a lure you're never going to use. It's real
right.
stuff.
It's real stuff.
Some of the silent auction items at the one here was everything from Aztec tickets, basketball tickets, to hunting things, to fishing trips, and I mean,
yeah,
something
tackle.
That anybody would be interested in.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally.
Just a multitude. It was pretty cool.
Well, that's cool. We'll look forward to seeing more stuff come out of South Los Angeles with you at the helm. But in the meantime, very busy morning, and another great text came through. Says this one. Good morning, guys. I have plenty of AFCO products and use the AFCO fillet knife on some recently caught bluefin, and I love it. I'm a huge fan of the new knife. Could you go over a little bit about the design and more info on the knife? Also, any tips on sharpening, et cetera? I'm a huge fan.
Yeah, it's we built that knife. That's actually Greg Sosbury, who was at AFCO forever. He was actually a designer for that product. But they worked with a company called Boker, and Boker's a world-renowned knife company. You know, it's German stainless steel. they put a like a titanium nitride coating on it to help keep its look, but holds the edge really nice.
It's really cool. It's got that like gold APCO finish look to it.
Yeah, and then they spend a ton of time on the handle design, right? So it has to be like ergonomically correct where it fits in your hand, it doesn't slip. So those are some key characteristics. And as far as like, you know, sharpening goes, you know, I've had them now for 3 years. I don't think mine have hit a stone yet, but just your standard, you know, standard way of sharpening is the way to go. And if you're not good at that, you know, just bring it to somebody that knows how to do it and they can put an edge on it right away.
That's how I sharpen a knife.
Yes.
Is by taking it to somebody who's good at it. Greg gave a great tutorial one time on here about, you know, the angle that you want to keep an edge and try to imagine having a quarter underneath the blade the whole time.
I remember that exactly.
It was a great visual, you know, like a matchbook to a quarter. Like that's the angle that you want to be running your knife on the stone. It's just not me. Like there's a lot of things that I do pretty well and not sharpening a knife is just not one of them. I'm so good at doing it poorly. But I do try to use the steel a lot more often. So when you do get a good edge on it, in my case, that somebody else puts on there, and then just run it up and down the steel a few times, it just keeps the edge forever.
Yes.
For those that don't have one, they need to look into them. I purchased three of them, a 9-inch and two, I think they're 7 inches.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best knives you can find. They bend nice. They like you're talking about, they hold the edge perfectly. They're ergonomic. Hand doesn't slip. They're just the sheet that comes with it is super
really
cool.
Scabbard. Yeah. The 7 and 9 are like our flex fillet, and then we have the 8, 10, and 12, which is more of your big gun.
Yeah,
big gun blade
knife you'd be commonly see on a sport boat. You know, on a guy cutting a big tuna with.
Yes, absolutely.
And affordable. They're priced right.
Yeah, it's $79 to $100 depending on the size.
Yeah, and the sheet that comes with them would normally run you another $20 or $30 or something.
Seriously?
Yeah. They're cool. You guys did a really good job. Hey, well, with that said, we're gonna find out what's biting out there. We're heading south down to Rancho Leonero. Our buddy John Ireland is online. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Corey. Robbie.
How's it going, buddy?
Well, good fishing. Very good fishing continues. Everything's biting this week. That's for sure. Water's warming fast, 84 degrees already. It's pretty early for 84-degree water. We're getting some southeast winds. It kicks up about 11 or 12, seems like, every day in the past week, and blows pretty hard out of the south. Picks up to maybe 15 or 20 miles an hour. It doesn't interfere with the fishing. Everybody's fishing south anyway, so they're coming back home with it. The yellowfin continue about 30 miles off. The same big pods of porpoise, huge, many, many, many porpoise out there, holding tuna, bigger tuna. Now 20 pounds, I'd say, is the average fish, up to 47. Some nice bigger fish, not quite as many. Not everyone's limiting, but everybody's picking up 3 or 4 per angler. And they're almost all on hoochies and cedar plugs, again, running through them. The occasional fish on live bait. Very good yellowfin fishing. Every 1 or 2 days a week, it'll slow down a little bit. But otherwise, it's been really, really consistent, really consistent. Dorado, we're having a very good Dorado week as well. Nice size fish, 15 to 30 pounds. Every boat's bringing in 2 or 3 of them. They're mixed with the tuna outside and then inside with the marlin. A lot of striped marlin on the inner banks. Gee, just loads of them. We had a tournament. Yesterday, a 2-day tournament, 6 boats fishing, 2 days, released 16 marlin, give you an idea, limits on tuna. Like I say, just lots of fish out there. Big gaios, too, big rooster fish. 50 pounders are common. And then we get some big fish up to 70, 80, 90 pounders. They're in that first drop off. They're not running right up in the shallow up against the beach like they used to. They're in that just the very first drop off of the beach. They're in a little deeper water, 15 to 20 feet of water. And they're in there. Live baits, the trick, Tablito working for them. Gosh, you guys, just really, really good fish overall.
The size has been crazy, John. I love following along. You guys do such a good job of posting all the photos of the nice ones you catch. And there have been so many big roosters. It's crazy.
Been a really, really good rooster fish here. It's interesting because, you know, slow. And then the same, as soon as June hits, for whatever reason, they just light up. And it happens every year. But, you know, we get peanuts and then fish, maybe roosters up to about 15 pounds. But as soon as we hit June, it's off to the races. Really, really good rooster fishing, especially this year.
It's been fun. Well, the roosters and the tunas and everything else is going on. Certainly lots of great fun fishing going on at the ranch. And if somebody wants to join you while there's still time, John, how do we do it?
Thanks. Thank you, Rick. It's 800-646-2252 or rancholandarrow.com. And we do have rooms and the fishing's good. Come on down.
I hate saying it every time, John. I hate saying it while there's still time. I hate saying while you still can. I hate it, buddy. We're really excited. I'm so glad to hear that the fishing's going so good for you. And can't wait to hear about another great report next week, amigo.
You will, for sure. And I'll be on the show tonight. So we'll see you guys then.
Can't wait, John. Talk to you then. Appreciate the phone call very much. Corey, the phones are packed up. Let's jump right back into them.
All right, Rick. How about Rich? Rich calling from Camarillo. Good morning, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Good morning, everyone. First, I'd like to say I attended the CCA Apps and Taps last weekend, and it was a great time. And I won a basket, which included an AFCO Top Cast straw hat, a Pangolino type straw hat, which I love it. Anyway, my question is, with all the bonito they're catching right now, can you can bonito like you can tuna?
So, you know what? Bonito is one of those fish that's so underrated locally, seriously. Very good canned. Excellent canned. It's actually, I know several, like, true Japanese people, and if it can't get bluefin, their next one is fresh bonito. Like, that's a go-to for, it's one of those SoCal fishes, like a barracuda or something that kind of got the bad rap.
Yeah.
But today, the way we take care of fish, you bleed them, you got the circuit breaker, taking care of stuff. It's one of the best fish, honestly. If you try canning it, I think you'll be very happy.
You guys at AFCO put a big emphasis into fish care over the last couple of years. You know, it was something that you spent, you know, everybody spent a lot of time with. And I'm with you, Corey. That's one of those things that is a fish. That's a fish that the end product is all to you.
It has to be taken care of.
That's what I mean. Like, you can catch a bonito and, you know, leave it in a gunny sack or just throw it in a cooler with poor ice. And at the end of the day, you have something that's not worth a whole lot. Or you can spend the time to really do it right, and you can have a killer product at the end of the day.
Rich, you really touch a chord. I mean, a good one with me, because yellowtail, bluefin, yellowfin, they all have a shelf life that'll last. I mean, if you take care of them, they'll last a week, right? Easily. Bonito is very short. It's half of anything else. Like, you've got 2 to 3 days. After 3 days, it's done. So you really have to take care of it from the time you catch it to the time you're going to can it or whatever you're doing with it. You have a very short time. So just keep that in mind.
And with that in said, I think it's a great thing that I learned a ton about the fish care process from Robbie. And one of the biggest things that proper care of your catch does is exactly that, is extend the life of the product. So for a guy like Rich wanting to do more with bonita, maybe talk a little bit about the, you know, the whole process and how AFCO came out with a lot of products to enhance the fish care, you know, product.
Yeah, actually,
process.
Bonita was one of the fish that we caught when we were first doing our videos, and we caught a handful of them, and we did the full EKGME process and brought it to the fish market and filleted them out, and we cooked them up, and we ate it. And I think the majority of the people out there know that I hate eating fish.
And Robbie's not a fish eater.
I don't eat fish
at all.
I ate it. And all the years that I was going to Japan, when I was working with Shimano, like, to your point, Corey, bonita was...
It's one of their fish,
one of their
man.
Fish.
Sought after.
Yeah.
Really is.
And it didn't kill me, right? So I was like, okay, this is good. But, you know, just as far as the steps go for making sure that your bonita is in good shape is, you know, as soon as it's brought over the rail, you've got to brain spike it. You've got to turn off the lights. That's just critical, right? The fish is out of the water. He's suffocating. He's just getting flooded with all kinds of acids. So by simply...
Take care of him.
Take care of him. So shut him down. But with bonita, the most important part is probably bleeding, right? So underneath the gill... There's like a white membrane, so just start at the, you know, the top of the gill and just make a cut down to the throat latch on both sides. And I just put him in a bucket of salt water.
Mm-hmm.
And then you hold his tail and you kind of just give him some shakes and, you know, just get all of that blood out of them. When the bucket gets bloody, just pour it out and get some
and start over.
And start over.
You said something in 5 seconds that is seriously the 95% of what we're talking about. And what as far as bleeding it out, and that membrane is on the backside of the gills. It's right where the gill plate meets the body.
Yes.
That membrane is a half moon. And within that is the main artery that goes to the heart.
Correct.
So you understand what you're doing.
Yeah. So you hit that and then, you know, get all that blood out. You get all that blood out, and then the meat itself, just by doing that, just is...
It's different.
It's way different. And then, you know, the third part would be, you know, making the tail cut and then inserting the circuit breaker wire, and that basically is just shutting down any sort of nerves. And so basically what the circuit breaker wire does is you're tricking the fish into not knowing it's dead. So when something dies, it automatically, like... chemicals in the body say, okay, you're dead, you need to start to decompose, you need to start to break down. By using the circuit breaker, you've now paralyzed the fish. He can no longer send those signals. So you're talking about shelf life of fish, you know, 1, 2, or 3 days. We've noticed you can get weeks out of our catch, you know, in the refrigerator. Obviously,
Gone the right way.
But yeah. Air is the kryptonite, right? So it's mm-hmm. got to be either vacuum sealed or, you know, the old Ziploc baggy trick, get all the air out. But you can keep it in your refrigerator for quite some time. And then the fourth part of the process is the proper ice slurry. It's okay. got to be completely submerged in a slurry, which is a 50-50 mix between salt water and ice, and completely submerge the fish and keep him straight in the bag. So when you pull him out, he comes out. It just makes it easier to fillet when he comes out that way. But if you do those four steps, it sounds like rocket science. It's super, super simple. But the quality of the product that you get when you follow that process is it's Japan.
Yeah.
It's where we got it from. It's from Japan. It makes good, great, and it makes great under.
Exceptionally, yeah.
And I want to mention something, too. Like, we had Tim Ekstrom on here last weekend, and it's not about a boatload. It's about taking care of several fish for the angler at the highest level instead of having 30 fish.
Like, right.
30 fish not taken care of is worth way less than 3 fish that are taken care of.
Absolutely.
So, if you're on your own private boat and you take care of a couple yellowtail and a bonito the proper way, that is better than loading your boat up.
Yeah,
you've got a month supply of fish. I mean, how much fish can you eat?
Totally.
You know? So, I mean, if you caught that, right, that's a month supply of food. You don't need to catch or kill 30 fish, right? Because you're going to – the second it goes into the freezer, it's the quality is pretty much gone. So I always just suggest to people, catch and harvest what you can eat while it's fresh.
But take care of it.
But you have to take care of it.
In between that, yeah.
So it lasts longer, right? So a lot of people think, you know, boy, I got to eat this fish. I've had it in the refrigerator for 2 days. Well, now with this process, you can have it in the refrigerator for, you know, several weeks, and it's still good.
You can tell it's a passion of mine.
Totally.
Right? I mean, I just, hearing you and hearing Ekstrom, and it's about the respect of the harvest.
Absolutely. In the end, yeah. Absolutely.
Your ears would have been burning so well during the break of the shows when Captain Tim was on last week. When he heard about the commercially available circuit breaker wire that you use, because, you know, the Royal Star implies that method on all their big ones. They run a cord, and they've been using like a, you know, just a cable, like a 49-strand cable that they solder the end of so it doesn't fray up. And to hear about a product that was commercially available that doesn't kink up, that's food-grade wire, he was all over it. Like,
the first second we went into break, okay, well, what's
yeah,
the problem?
Yeah, I mean, he was really, like, instantly the, you know, not the light bulb, but just the, oh, my God, you know, something that we don't have to treat will last twice as long. Like, he was all over that. Like, you know, a guy that's very passionate about taking really good care of fish was just, man, that's it. That's exactly what we need. He was really pumped up. Hey, man, things are going crazy busy here this morning. Lots of fun and so much more to come. So, Corey.
And we're
going to
be right back, man. We got Robbie Gann from AFCO when we return on the Let's Talk Cook-Up app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
This is Pete, and I hear it all the time. That Jim and Mary at Poway Valley Collision are amazing. I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, mentioned Let's Talk Hookup, and they gave us VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. At some point, your car will need a body repair, and I'm confident in saying it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your next next car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. When you take your car or truck to Powell Valley Collision, the job and experience will be top-notch. Get it fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check powayvalleycollision.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Offshore fishing is on. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. For bluefin tuna and yellowtail, nothing beats the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever-drag two-speed reels. Shimano Speedmaster 2 is also an extremely durable, high-performance lever-drag reel for the more budget-minded angler. Both the Talica and Speedmaster 2 feature Shimano's Hagani body to prevent misalignment of moving parts under the heaviest of load. For all your Shimano, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
It's time for the Power Pro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro, so you get more line on that small reel. Power Pro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new Power Pro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet. Perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Oh, really? All right. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and super stoked having Robbie in here. And if you want to join us, 213-432-1090 is the telephone number. Lines are full right now. Or you can text us via the app.
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's been a busy show. Lots going on, lots to talk about, including the catch report, which I can't wait to talk to Willie on, man. Summer's here, and gas prices are going up, up, and up. And there's never been a more important time to use Summit Gasoline. It's right next to the San Diego Sports Arena. You can pull up to their brand-new, newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get those low, killer prices on gas and diesel for your car, truck, or more importantly, for your trailer boat. Now they can accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel pumps. Your boat trailer is so easy to pull through. You get 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum of a 35-gallon fill-up. Say hi to Martha and their friendly staff. It's Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. And, Corey, we got the man, Captain Brian Woolley, standing by Dana War Sport Fishing. What up, Woolley?
Good morning, Brian.
What's up, guys? Good morning, Robbie. What's up, man? How are you? Doing well. Things are good, man. We finally got some weather, you know, string a couple of good days of weather. It's like we've been treading water for the last few weeks, and now finally we're like getting some headway, you know, we're kind of underway, which is kind of nice. So some improvements in that, you know, the bass fishing did improve with that water temp. 64 to 65 is kind of what we're seeing midday, you know, which is good. That's when things kind of start to click, you know. So the best bass action this week came on the setups with the sliding egg sinker, either a Carolina rig or just like the straight slider. The 3/8 ounce sliding egg sinker was good. Those fish are still kind of mid-water. You know, we're seeing them up in the chum a little bit, but they're still kind of mid-water. So that sinker gets that bait down to where it needs to be. And then the guys fishing the lighter line, still a little bit of finesse fishing, 10 to 12 pounds seem to get the better bites. But some nice sheephead and a few halibut were kind of the usual half-day stuff for those guys. And then our three-quarter day zone, you know, we're kind of splitting our time between some of that rockfish down there off Pendleton, and then coming into the inside there and fishing. We can't really call it yellowtail kelp or barn kelp because there is no kelp there. But that hard bottom in those traditional spots is where we've been fishing our bass down there. So same results as that upper zone as a half day. Just, again, the lighter lines fishing well. We did see some action on the hard baits, you know, those hard jerk baits, and a little bit on the surface iron too. So that fish, again, it's, you know, Corey, I'm speaking your language here, bro. That stuff's just kind of, you know, getting up in the water column, and we're just starting to see it finally kind of congeal and come together. So I think as we get some more of this good weather and that water continues to warm up, that stuff will, you know, activate even more. And then Fury stretching out a little bit. They were on the beach this week, believe it or not. They had some half-day stuff and things, which worked out well for them with that weather that was on the outside. But they were at Catalina yesterday, and they're over there again this morning. So more bass accents and sheephead, a little yellowtail sign there. No big bites or anything like that for them, but a little bit of a signal there. And so they're, like I said, they're back there this morning. They'll poke around and see what they can figure out over there. And then at Kalmeni, like I said, a little bit of weather, cooled the water off over there. Still some bass, a little bit of yellow earlier in the week when the water was nice. That fish the Fury had there was like 10 to 20 pounds. Plenty of bass and some bonito there too. So the Kalmeni action, the Fury will be back out there tonight, I believe. So they'll be fishing there tomorrow. So keep tabs on that. See if they can kind of jump back in there and find some stuff that hasn't been in our counts for a few days just because they haven't been over there. So that's pretty much it for us. We're busy. Make your reservations if you want to hop on a boat with us. It doesn't matter if it's during the week or on the weekends. You need to make those reservations. So call our office here, 949-496-5794. You can hit us on the web as well at danawharf.com, or you can link us there right through the Let's Talk Hookup page and make those reservations.
That's a good call, man. Willie, some good fishing to be had. So glad that weather has straightened out for you guys and the fishing has followed suit.
A bass splashing on the surface. You got my attention, man.
That's it. Well, that's it for us, man. We'll be seeing what this week holds, and I'll be down there with you guys next Sunday. So we'll look forward to some of that conversation next week.
Can't wait, Willie. Going to be a lot of fun having you in the studio with us, talking some fishing and having a good time, and we'll look forward to talking to you then.
All right, boys. Keep it rolling. We'll talk to you later. Have a good week. See ya.
Thanks, Willie.
See
ya. Appreciate that very much. Well, while we're waiting to continue on with our catch report, waiting for that surf guru, we had a great text come through. So, good morning, boys. Great show. Robbie, I picked up a brand new pair of deck boots recently, and I'm excited to hear about the new AFTCO boots as a comparison. Can you talk a little bit about what makes the AFTCO boots different from some of the competitors, elaborate on their features, et cetera? That's from Ralph and Menifee.
Yeah, Ralph, actually, I got a pair about a month ago, and they were what I expected AFTCO boots to be. You know, they put a lot of emphasis on the bottom, right, the base, to make sure it's you're not going to slide and slip out, and then the construction's there to where it's not going to wear down. They're going to last a really long time. They did put an insole in them, right, so now you've got – it's really, really comfortable.
It's crazy cushion for a pair of deck boots.
Yeah.
Very surprising.
And lightweight.
Yeah.
Super lightweight.
When we went on that fishing trip on the Islander, I got a pair from Matt Florentino, got them, loved them, took them up to Alaska, wore them up there all week at Kingfisher, and was... It feels like what a pair of boots does after you go buy an aftermarket insole and put into them.
Yeah, and what I liked about them probably the most is the more I wore them, like, the better they got.
Florentino said the exact same thing. Like, I walked out on deck and said, oh, you guys did a really good job. These things are comfortable. Let's wait till tomorrow and then wait till next week. And it was the total truth.
Yes.
Easy on and off, too, which is another thing, too. Like, you know, we've all worn extra tufts forever and, like, get up bait making, you know, on the side of the boat trying to slide your pair of boots on that doesn't want to go. Like, it's so nice with those AFTCO boots to just be able to literally step into them. I mean, you... put your toe in and step in, easy heel hook, you know, heel loop on the thing, and your foot slides right into them. They're super quick on and off. They did a great job.
I like it.
That's cool. Hey, well, Ralph, hope that answers your text question very much. Appreciate the text. Corey, let's carry on.
Let's carry on with the fish report. We got the surf guru on the line, my favorite report of the week, Mr. Gundy Gunderson. Good morning.
What's going on, guys? Robbie Gant. Good show, guys. Hey. It just gets better, you know. We got another good week. We're coming off the backside of these new moon tides, more grunion runs, the warming water. It's all combined to make for some fast action on several species, and we're getting more and more species in the game now. It was mostly perch halibut this last month, but now we've got white sea bass, some legal fish, shortfish, yellowfin croakers, spotfin, striped bass, orange mouth, and then corbina are really starting to make a show on the beaches. Like I said, big influx of sand crabs pulling those corbina in. And then the other thing was lots of small halibut. The guys reported tons of smaller halibut, but some lunkers to go with it. Hook, Line, Sinker reported one of those lunkers, a big halibut taken off of Refugio, 37-inch fish.
Man.
It hit a cherry berry flash minnow. That'll stop your wind, won't it?
man, that's a big one.
Oh, man. You know, you're hitting that crankbait, stopping it, hitting it, and all of a sudden it loads up. That's a good one. Tons of smaller halibut, like I said. One angler fishing yesterday had six fish in 2 hours. 18 to 22 inches fishing drop shot zoom flukes. Good catches reported from MMR, Leadbetter, Graveyards. Just Fishing reported several striped bass taken near dock water. That's always a good little stretch there for some reason. The fish have been taking cut anchovy. Fished on the high tide. A 9-pound fish was a big fish there. Big fish in Seal Beach reported another nice halibut. This one was taken at the Bolsa Chica Inlet, a 40-inch halibut. So lots of little ones, but still some big hens around. This fish was taken on a live smelt, fished on that good tide swing. More halibut catches along Shoreline Drive, Cherry Beach, that Belmont Shore is still producing. Pacific Coast reported good action on croakers this week, and that was pretty much the case up and down the coast. Those good tides, the warming water, and lots of croakers showing. They're having a croaker derby like they do every year at the shop there, and they just busted the 5-pound mark this week with a 5-pound, 1-ounce spot fin that was taken near the pier there. They said real good fishing for the spot fin in and around Oceanside Harbor, off the pier, all through there. So that's another thing to put on your hit list. And very good Corbina fishing starting up there, Army, Navy, South Carlsbad, that stretch there. So it's all going right now. So just pick a species, really.
Epic, Gundy. Man, what a great – like, if this isn't the first sign of summertime, I don't know what it is. You know, we got – it's the, you know, officially summer after the 21st, and what a report, man. Awesome fishing.
You know, one of my buddies, he's strictly a fly fishing guy, and he's up there in the L.A. area, and he was fishing Santa Monica this week, and he sent me some shots. He had three big giant barred perch. He had a shovel nose. He had a striped bass. He had a 4-pound Corbina and a 5-pound Corbina.
Whoa.
And he wasn't using a streamer. He was using like this little red worm fly and just knocking the fish. He said it's some of the best fishing he's ever had. So it's great. Something to look at right now.
What a good guy, man. Well, great report, Gundy.
Love to do it, guys, and a great show there.
Appreciate
Robbie that. Gamp knows what he's talking about. I'll tell you that right now.
Gundy, we're going to have to get one
I used to sit in the old tackle shop with him and watch him pitch into a coffee mug from 20 feet away. He used to blow me away.
Oh,
yeah, I'm sure he can still do it, although he's got a lot of salt water in his veins now.
Oh, yeah.
you'll have to
take it easy, guys. Good show.
Hey, Gundy, appreciate that very much. You're going to have to get one of those hard jerk baits in the hands of Gundy for that halibut in the
Absolutely.
Surf zone.
That's like good times for sure. And speaking of the surf, CCA and Bill Varney are teaming up for the one-on-one in the sand and a surf and a clinic at the Bolsa Chica State Beach. Learn right on the sand how to rig, bait, and fish the beach. The event will be Saturday, July the 15th, but you must register in advance. So to register for more information, go to surffishtackle.com. Again, surffishtackle.com, and click on seminars, and you'll find it right there for the Bolsa Chica event. This event will sell out, so sign up today. And we're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app. The Mightier 1090, more from Robbie Gant from AFCO when we return on the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Are you passionate about fishing and the great outdoors, but not quite sure where to go? Look no further than Queen Charlotte Safaris in pristine British Columbia, Canada. Hello, this is Valerie Hopritch. There's so many reasons to join us on your next fishing adventure. A few of the highlights of fishing in protected, calm waters. Very important. Quality snook salmon run all season long. After you've caught your salmon, we're going to go out for the great Pacific halibut, lean cod, rockfish, and Dungeness crab. Our beautiful lodge overlooks Shingle Bay sand spit, and it's so easy to get to. Fly from almost any airport into Vancouver and then on to sand spit. Fish processing, your fishing license, your gear, all included. Just bring that fishing arm and that smile. Let our chef pamper you with amazing meals while our staff gives you wonderful hospitality, all included in your Queen Charlotte Safaris package. Give me a call on our toll-free number 1-877-815-2892 or go to our website, qcsafaris.com.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
This is Captain Brandon Nelson from Lucky Bee Sport Fishing. Our dynamic fishery here on the West Coast is home to some of the most iconic game fish that swim the salty world. We demand tools designed to perform flawlessly and deliver the upper hand in any situation. That's why I use and recommend the all-new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore series of rods. It's a full lineup of purpose-built 20 to 80-pound class rods. I have been fortunate enough to be working with G. Loomis on the IMX Pro for some time to help develop the actions we need here on the West Coast. And they nailed it. The G. Loomis multi-taper design technology adds material where the blank is likely to fail and subtracts material where it won't. A C guide chain and Fuji reel seat complement a battle-on grip that offers extreme fatigue fighting comfort. They have been helping my passengers on Lucky Bee Sport Fishing land some amazing fish, and now they are ready for you. The new G. Loomis IMX Pro Offshore Rod Series at your local Shimano or G. Loomis dealer.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check SeaforthLanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.